Welcome. So I'm going to recap some of the messages that came through last year in brief that were kind of preempting what we're seeing right now. So back in March, as I was working with my friend and co-mentor, Jiva Ann, Voice of Gaia, the words dropped in very clearly from the guides and they resonated and I didn't share them. And the words were this: that World War III would be the war of emerging sovereignty and the war to remove the need for war itself. I didn't share that at the time because that wasn't really what we were working with. And I feared the message, if it was shared at that time, could cause fear and alarm. I don't share anything that I feel will do that. I thought that was for our awareness. However, I feel now is the time to mention it. Further to that, as the year went on and I began to ask what, why, how can we help? How can we be of service? And how does all of this serve our awakening as a collective consciousness? I was gifted a kind of a map, if you like, a timeline map for how we'd be working with, for example, the story of vaccinations, the story of politicization of what was going on, and the place and the picture of our relationship with Gaia and the climate. And all of this from the perspective of understanding it in relationship with our awakening consciousness. So this understanding that we are a collective consciousness in a global process that's supporting us go through what is effectively a reset in consciousness from separation state and 3D to unity state and 5D, which for me, 5D means the embodied state of unity consciousness, the realization of the self as interconnected within all of everything. And acting and growing and building new realities for ourselves from that place of awareness. And these processes, the global processes, supporting us having these right realizations at different dimensions of the self, not always just consciously with the mind, but our system resting in and resonating with the vibratory knowing of interconnectivity. Now, that can happen at the level we are body consciousness, which the mind can have no real part in if it's not connected in that way. And can happen at multidimensional levels of the self. That can happen at all kinds of dimensions of being. And there's been this progression through the dimensions of the reset. And in 2020, this reset became, shall we say, more physical, more apparent in the manifest world. The dimensions where the self is manifest, is physical, where we can see ourselves by looking outwards into our creations and see ourselves reflected. That how we are creating in the world and what we are choosing to do and how we are acting and how those actions result in the physicality, affect the physicality of our shared and individual existence, that's where we're calling home all those aspects of ourselves that are invested in and attached to separation consciousness. For me, that process means being triggered quite often to re-feel the unprocessed trauma from our collected histories of living through 3D. That's not just this lifetime. That's in terms of the multidimensionality of being. That's multiple lifetimes in multiple dimensions, not just the physical dimension. So we're healing our memory of cosmic experiences, lifetimes at other dimensions of beings where we've been in, for example, conflict. Because separation state supports conflict. It supports the experience of the other person as not I, as other, as separate. And the sublimation of that results in conflict at some point. And here we are in a moment of our collective evolution where conflict is being supported. the grace I'm able to see in this is that it does not appear to me that conflict is being supported so that we can make it our future reality, so that we can amplify this and make it the foundations from which we create from here on in. But that conflict is being supported for exactly our healing, to trigger the unfelt, unresolved, still vibrating in our systems, in the outside time moment of now, in a quantum sense, the unresolved trauma, the unfelt emotions, the unexpressed beliefs, expectations, dashed hopes, from living through separation state realities, the self that has experienced itself in a state of separation at multi-dimensions. So one of the beautiful things is that when trauma gets triggered, we always have a choice, although it's not, we don't always have a choice. We often and are sometimes gifted a choice. Let me correct that. That there are two things happening. Our healing is happening and the trauma is being re-triggered. And where we sit in that experience of that can, when we're lucky, we can have a moment where we get to choose. Do I seat my center of attention and myself in the experience of the trauma that's being re-triggered, or do I seat myself in the center of my attention in the healing that's causing this trauma to rise up? Because there's actually a safe, harmonic, resonantial environment for dissonant vibrations in my field, trauma vibrations, to rise up, be met, embraced, to be met, expressed, felt, seen, heard, and embraced within a field of the loving consciousness I am. It's a bit like the loving parent embracing the toddler and turning that process into an internal process, you know, self-parenting, if you like, finding those parts of us that are hurting, wherever they've come from, whatever dimension, whatever lifetime, and meeting them as the loving parent, as the unconditionally loving parent, embracing, for example, a crying toddler. You're holding that toddler in love, in the arms of love, in the arms of safety. And you're asking, okay, how do you feel? What happened? Yes, of course, that was terrible. No, of course you would feel like this. Yes, you can cry here. You're safe now. And then you're asking, okay, tell me more. What else? And you keep asking until the toddler has cried and cried and cried and cried until it's just those racking sobs. And then there comes a point when all of those tearful trauma vibrations have risen up, been expressed, been embraced in the arms of love, and the toddler has a chance to take stock of its now moment. Where am I now? What's real for me now? I'm in the arms of love. I am embraced. I am safe. And really registering that physically. And off it goes, you know, off they go again. Yeah, I'm fine now. Thank you. Bye. And they can go and play. And the beauty of what's happening now is that this is so that we can go off and play, and so that the next generations and the next generations can go off and play, because the future realities we're building are built from a paradigm of this isn't needed. We have enough. We are enough. We have done enough. What we bring isn't needed, but it comes from a place of joy, of inspiration, of lightness, of play, of a place of being, well, interconnectivity with all that is. I've spoken on that in different arenas many times, and we'll no doubt touch on that again. But right now, it feels that there is a... We spoke yesterday on the map of how the politicization and the programs of vaccination are supporting our emerging sovereignty and actually supporting us to re-realize our connectivity within the planet, how we have an impact within the planet, how what happens to us globally isn't disconnected from what's going on with the planet, and how our global situations are in interrelationship with how we are acting and impacting and interacting within the planet we live within, that we are a part of, that we're grown from, not sort of foreign objects imposed upon a foreign landscape. We're of this earth. And every cell in our body is constantly breathing with the physicality we are, with the planet we live in. Anyway, moving on before we go down that path any more deeply, I wanted to set that scene. And okay, maybe touch on what I'm trying to avoid saying, which is that what I also shown, apart from those first words that dropped in that I shared at the beginning, is that the guides, the overseers, overlighting humanity's ascension, or the Council of Overseers, overlighting humanity's ascension within the planet at this time last year, brought in that it's not so much what choice you make with the vaccines, but that your dialogue with that, with the vaccination, with the pandemic, with the vaccination, is where our dialogue with this is to serve our emerging sovereignty. Now, autonomy is when we make a decision based on, I will do this because I, as an island, regardless of anyone else, I will do what's right for me. Sovereignty can mean different things for everyone. What it means for me is sovereignty is what, in realizing I'm in an interconnectivity with everything, I will feel into where what I'm guided to do, what feels right for me, what I choose to do, what I use my free will to choose to do, but from a place of realizing my interconnectivity, that I have a place in connectivity within myself, within other people, within my community, within the world, within. And that for me is what the difference between autonomy and sovereignty in the metaphysics of this. So that the whole question, the being asked the question, asking ourselves the question, where am I, what's my choice, is to serve us in our emerging sovereignty, in our process. But that the vaccines themselves aren't a solution to the whole world problem, that actually there is a further realization that we are going to be supported to be having. So it's not about a problem arising and we kind of eliminate it and extinguish it with something we create. Although what we create here has a value and what we do here is important and it matters to each and every one of us, and our different narratives are valid. It's not that there's one right way to be with this. It's not about getting it right. It's about using it to grow. So this is the message I was really resonating with when I received it. And but that ultimately we are, use the word ultimately, doesn't feel appropriate, but that we are being supported to realize the impact of our interconnectivity in interrelation within the planet, the planetary body, and that our actions have an ecological impact, and to allow the ecological scenery where we're kind of being presented with at the moment to make those connections, really make those connections between what's going on ecologically and how we're acting, what's impacting us, and to see the connection between the viral emergencies and the ecology of the planet and our actions. So this is what I've taken from it, and this is what I'm sharing. And that actually this isn't about being punished. It isn't about, you know, being made to feel bad. It's simply about a necessary step in our part as awakening human consciousness. This is, we've chosen, as they said, as the overseers said in my earlier channelings last year, we've chosen to ascend within Gaia, not to end as a species while she ascends, because the planet is in her own evolutionary trajectory. And this is an accelerated phase where she is in an ascension, as we could call it, process. That the collective consciousness was asked by the overlighting Council of Overseers many, many years ago, in fact, it was the 80s, 83, I think. Did we want to ascend within the planet or did we want to end? And we chose to ascend within the planet with Gaia, to stay here and be one with this process. And then last year they asked us, were we prepared to do what we needed to do in order to ascend within the planet? And we gave, again, the collective consciousness of humanity, they say, gave a resounding yes. And so here we are in process. So although this is not the only perspective you can take looking at the global situation, this is obviously what I'm offering from this angle, is what it looks like when it's seen through the eyes of and from the perspective of our place in the ascension process. And the words I was giving at the beginning of the year was this year would support us in sovereignty, realizing ourselves as sovereign beings. That was it. Symbiosis, realizing our symbiosis with all life, within the planet, within the cosmos and so on, but certainly within the planet. That leading to sovereignty, the symbiosis leading to sovereignty, that we realize that we are one within the planet, and we are symbiotic within the planet. That supports us to realize our sovereignty, which is the awareness of interconnectivity, and choosing and acting from that place of awareness. I have free will and I make my choice, but I do so with the awareness of my connectivity and my interrelationship with everything, leading to synergy. And synergy is the most exciting part. It comes later on in the year. It begins to flower later on in this year. And that's where we realize what we create, where we create from a synergy, which is what we bring when we come together and create from more than the sum of our parts, where we're combined. We are involved in the creative process of forging new realities in the new earth. Now, all those parts have been present throughout this year and last, but it's the flowering of them, the emphasis of them. There's been a progression throughout the year. And although we are in a, shall we say, tough spot at the moment, where the chaos that follows heightened polarization is supporting conflict, out of this is the opportunity to align ourselves with a high potential for synergy, synergistic co-creation. That does not mean coming together as groups and making decisions about how to make a reality, but more continuing to act on our own choices and what feels right to us, to take ownership for our personal worlds, but with that growing awareness of our interconnectivity, that as I make a choice for what is right for me, there's somebody else I'm already connected to, like notes that are sounding together in other parts of the world, where we are co-creating without knowing each other, without realizing it. And at some point, you know, when we're if it's meant to be, if it's actually what's supporting the creation manifest, we'll physically meet, we will come together, you know. But at the moment, it's about us resonating with our own truth, standing in that truth, realizing this is what's right for me, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do, this is what I'm here for, this is what I'm not here. We spoke about this with Lionsgate quite a lot. This is what I'm not here for. And making our choices from that connected place, and knowing that as we do that, we are connected, that we are resonant with other people who are in our field. And our field of not just, there's a field of healing and transformation that's happening now. But when we transcend our healing, there's a field of creation that's happening. And that's the platform that we can, like to say, levitate to. As we go through chaos and conflict, that's the golden gateway. That's what we can lift ourselves to as we transcend how we feel about everything that's happening globally or outside of us, or personally in our own worlds, that's arising within chaos and within conflict. So what arises now within the field of healing and transformation is a triggering of unhealed trauma from the chaos and the conflict that we've lived through as a result of all the lifetimes spent in separation state, which has led to the generation of a 3D reality on Earth, which is now ending. And it's in an ending dissolution and collapse process And we can be in the dissolution experience or the collapse experience, but we transcend it and we transcend our healing. We can be in the co-creation process, which lifts us into a connected field of co-creation. And that's what we're kind of moving towards for the last part of the year, for the later part of the year, is the connected field of co-creation. And without even needing to know who we're connected with, who are we creating with, what exactly are we creating, that comes to us. But first, we're in this moment of conflict is happening. And I really feel now that I've kind of shared my piece enough, and I can feel the love, really, of the guides as they gather to speak to us now. So thank you so much for listening. I'm going to invite you, as I prepare and allow these guys, these voices I can feel stepping forward with love to offer something for us all. I'm going to invite you to, as you're listening, close the outward facing eyes, turn the attention inwards with an intention just to notice the physical sensation in the center of the chest. And rest in the heart and center. Open to notice the sensation of breath in the body, the lift and drop, the rise and the fall, the flow, however that flows. Open to notice how that changes while we bring attention to it. Without naming it or judging it, making meaning from it, but just noticing. And then opening to notice, without naming it, the sensations in the body as a whole. And to keep our attention returning here to this physical somatic state, listening, this noticing of how we feel inside, while the words from the guides are coming through. So that we're in our own inner safe place. We're activating our internal discernment, invoking to receive only what's for us in a way that's safe and loving, because every channeled message brings energetic transmissions and information packets that will or won't land with us. So you're invited to ask your higher self and your guardians to oversee what you receive from the following transmission. We are bringers of the frequency of peace. And when we say we bring this, we invite its resonance to vibrate within your own fields. Those of you who wish for this, who are receptive to this, who yearn in your heart of hearts for the peace, for the space, for to feel the peace that always resides on the other side of conflict. This peace that never leaves you, but sometimes you may leave it without realizing what it is that makes you do this, what it is that pulls you out of your birthright, which is to feel vibratorily in your whole system through all your fields, the peace you are, beyond all the stories of your own making, of your co-creative making. There is always, always the peace you are to come home to, always within. How do you manifest this inner peace in the outer reality? You ask. So often we hear you ask this question, and it touches us to hear you ask this, for we dance in the peace you are. When we connect with you, we meet you here, we are one with you in the peace you are. This is the field of our meeting, the dimension of our connection. You are always this, always here. How to bring what you are to the playground of what you create, the manifest reality, the field projected holographically from all the encodements within you. For your reality is projected from all the encodements within you. Well, it is to see and to believe and to expect the peace you are to be more real than the trauma you hold on to so tightly, that you vibrate with, that you have yet to heal within yourselves. This tight, constricted, hurting parts of you are the parts that cannot be gainsaid. They cannot be gone against. They have to be faced and met in field of love itself. They have to be welcomed home. They have to come home to you, to your perception, your adult perception, your connected perception. The I that knows itself as one with all that is, that knows itself as the love of all that is, can look upon your hurting parts and understand how they came to be. Can look upon the parts of you that believe, really, truly believe in conflict as more real than peace, and understand why, what you have lived through, what you have gone through, the experience over multiple lives that you have collected that have led to the vibratory knowingness within yourself, that conflict is more real than peace. There is a history upon history upon history backing up the belief that conflict is more real than peace, that it is indeed the narrative that propels you forward. It is not the truth of who you are, but it has been the actualization of your collected experiences, which when it still vibrates in your system because those traumas are unhealed and remain as part of your fields, is constantly bringing you the information that this is happening now. The vibratory action of trauma in the fields brings the intelligence of the system, the information that trauma is happening now, and you cannot think yourself beyond that. You cannot fool your own innate intelligence and tell it that you know better when it is receiving the vibratory information from the unhealed parts of yourself. The trauma is happening now. And so, beloveds, what do you manifest for yourself, but what you need in order to trigger yourselves to move, to release, to contact, to release these memories. You manifest collectively. Renditions of the story. Likenesses, repetitions. But they are as whispers compared to what you have really lived through. And we mean this with full awareness of the severity of what is happening for many of you now. They are as whispers compared to what you originally lived through. Do you have some comprehension of the depth of your own grief, trauma, beliefs, and the expectations that have been born out of expecting what has happened before to repeat in the future? The present moment, as so many of you know, is the place where you heal both the past and the future from the wounded expectations of your own trauma. But first, there is a collective reviewing of what is real, what is really real. And in this, there must be echoes of collective reviewing of what in your reality is really real, questions are being asked, questions are being answered. You obviously have the answers within you, which is why we are always supporting you to turn within. To release yourselves from the relentless looking, searching, and seeking outwards for information that you can trust when you know you can be guided on every single matter by your own innate intelligence, your own connected wisdom, the divine guide, teacher, master, healer, source of all that you have within you. You can be guided from within. You can know not the ultimate truth, not the truth that everybody needs to know, not the truth that you need to impose over everything, but the truth you need to know for you on any topic. In this one moment, the truth you need to know that helps guide you home, helps you progress in the way you wish to progress. The truth you need to know that supports your ascension, your the next phase, what carries you forward in your own evolutionary story. We beseech you to turn within, not just for the answers to the questions you have about what is real, what should you do, what is the right course of action for you, but to turn within to own your own feelings as they arise in response to what you see in the world around you. We have spoken of this before, and we will re-emphasize it, for we feel the gravity of its importance at this time. When you own this, when you do this, and you bring your healed vibration to the collective field, you can bring the vibratory resonance of peace to the collective field of human consciousness. And in doing so, you are making it less and less sustainable, the conflict, to maintain a grip on your reality, your shared, collective, and individual realities. It is safe to choose peace in a time of conflict. It is safe to choose peace when those about you are not. It is safe enough for you to choose peace and not to require all those around you to be making the same choices as you. Allow others their place in the picture, for they will be in right place for them. Allow that conflict is happening now. Chaos is happening now. But your field of harmonic resonance, your vibratory contribution of peace, vibratory gift that you bring, as a vibratory gift that you bring, when you detach from your attachments to conflict, which is what happens when you heal your unhealed emotions and responses that arise in you when you see, witness, and experience conflict in your world or the world at large. When you bring your healed vibratory field to the collective consciousness, you are healing more than just the person next to you, more than just one or two other people, the countless numbers who are going to be affected by the benefits of what you bring outweigh the need to look to your neighbor and fear that they are not in peace with you. Let them stand as they are, but heal yourselves. Hold yourselves. Allow your transformation. Allow yourselves to transcend the field of battle. Resonate with the peace that is, as we said before, always vibrating, always resonant in your hearts. And beloveds, you bring such grace to your shared world picture. You bring such healing, such gifts, and you change what is and isn't possible in the field of manifestation. When you own your own processes in this way, you do not have to come out of your center, join the conflict, rescue your friends and loved ones from being in the fray. You can, if you feel called, work your magic in this way. And it is indeed a deep and powerful way of working your magic, bringing your gifts to this now situation. It is effective. Peace, when held as a vibratory harmonic resonance in your field, is effective, more powerful than its apparent but not actual counterpart, conflict. For peace does not have a counterpart. It is beyond polarity. It is a resonance that arises from the I that you are, that is beyond polarity, that is in unity. It is not about jumping to that place and abandoning the you who is hurting, who is still caught in the field of conflict on either side of the polarity and the polarities that can be found within any field of conflict. But owning and facing those parts of you that vibrate in sympathy with the conflict that you perceive, going through your ownership processes, which means facing how you feel, as the compassionate witness we spoke of earlier, the embracing, passionate adult to the child who is hurting, who has lived through all this conflict so countless many times before and grieved to do so, to embrace whatever arises in you as you look out upon the world, as you experience your personal world, the world close to you, close at home, close to your body, close to your home, close to your work, close to your contacts and your close relationships. As you embrace what you feel, you release what keeps you from peace. And so you release what keeps the world from peace. So we invite this as an offering, a perspective, a way of potentially working your magic in the world situation that you can own, that is yours and yours entirely. It does not depend upon anyone joining forces with you. That cannot be taken from you, and that no one and nothing can interfere with when you choose to face and own your own processing in this way and clear what stands in the way of you and the peace you always are within, beyond all that's ever happened to you in the history of your own story. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being with us and hearing us speak. Thank you for joining with us in this poignant moment in your collective evolution. It is not scripted where you go from here and we meet with you and watch. We meet with you in love and we meet with you and wonder at how we shall be when we meet again. At what we shall see unfold as we watch you and watch with you. The unfolding of this next phase in your collective history of evolution as you write it moment to moment. The future is unscripted. It is yours. You own it. We cannot emphasize this enough. You are sovereign beings, recognizing your symbiosis within all things, preparing to embark on a synergistic creativity as you together build the foundations of the world you want to see on the other side of the eye of the needle you have passed through in the year 2020, as you allow the connected awareness of unity consciousness to reset the dimensions of your manifested creations and how you are relating with every aspect of your manifested world. Together and as sovereign beings. Thank you for inviting us into contact. We are the overlighting representatives from the Council of Overseers working with humanity and Gaia in the shared ascension process at this time. We will be available to speak again when next invited. Wow. Okay. Thank you for sitting with that. We're invited just to take a few seconds to let ourselves re-anchor in that. How do I feel within? Noticing the breath. Allowing what we've received to settle, and allowing that now there may be there may be things moving in us, because a lot of what was covered is likely to touch things that are alive and in process within us. So to acknowledge going forward from this channeling that much of what we are experiencing may point to processes that we may like to own and work with consciously, if that's something we do as a matter of habit. But to be aware, to be a little gentle with ourselves, and treat ourselves with the love and the nurture and the care that acknowledges that we may go forward from here feeling strong feelings, or thinking strong thoughts, or having responses. And we're invited just to let those, whatever comes, rise up and move through us, and to welcome what's showing itself in our fields, having sat with this transmission, this broadcast. But to return always to that, I am in the heart and center. I am paying attention to the movement of breath in the body, sensations in the body as a whole, and allowing my feelings, physical feelings, emotional feelings, and thought energy to move as it needs to. Just, you know, for the next few moments. And again, throughout the day, if you become aware that there is a process that's in motion that's connected to what you sat with during this transmission. All right. So thank you so much for being with us. And yeah. And if there are things that are moving for you and you feel you want to share, please do get in touch and let me know how you are. Okay, with love and thanks. Until next time.